Welcome to the Friday, September the 29th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 11th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work that we do and the difference that we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, John Easter at Ben Davis High School. Congratulations, John. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. And by the way, for our listeners, we happen to be in the WBDG studios today. So if we sound just a little bit different, that's because we are in the official radio studios of WBDG, where John Easter not only was a student as a Ben Davis High School graduate, but also as a teacher guiding our students through their journey in the radio program of WBDG. Let's go ahead and jump in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. It's hard to believe, but today marks the end of the first grading period. Holy cow, we're a quarter of the way through the school year. Everyone is feeling excited, including your superintendent, with fall break just 7 days away. And we're excited to continue our celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. Speaking of which, last week during our Briefings with Butts broadcast, you heard me stumbling over many different terminologies, and we saw it as a great opportunity not only for me to be vulnerable in my culturally responsiveness and my own equity walk when it comes to our students who are from Hispanic heritage as we celebrate them over this September 15th to October 15th period of time, but also saw it as a great opportunity in our journey of learning to have a discussion on the cultural appropriateness of terminology and of culture as we look at terms like Hispanic and Latino and Latinx. It's very complex, very nuanced. So I've invited a very special guest today, and I'd like to welcome Julia Jones, who's a teacher at Ben Davis High School, to help me and to help us with a little bit deeper understanding. Welcome, Ms. Jones.
Hi, how are you?
So glad that you're here. I am terrific, thank you. I'm really excited about our conversation today, especially given just what I felt was an awkward time during my conversation last week with Vanessa Gomez and talking about her heritage and her, what she experiences as a woman from Mexico, whose parents were from Mexico, even though she was born in California and has had the chance to visit back. But you are you teach a class here at Ben Davis High School that is unique. It's one that you're creating called Hispanic Heritage Language Course, and really excited about that. But first, before we talk about your class and about this whole helping us to understand the cultural appropriateness of Hispanic culture, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Bueno. My name is Julia Jones. This is my eighth year here working for Wayne, many more to come. And right now, I'm from Europe, I'm from Spain, and I'm really proud of where I come from and the language that I speak. So I'm really glad that you asked me to come here.
Yeah, so this is super exciting. Our first podcast for Hispanic Heritage Month. We talked to William Escoval from El Salvador. Mm-hmm. Last week, we talked to Vanessa Gomez, who's from Mexico.
Nice.
Now we're talking to you, Ms. Jones, from Spain. All three very different countries, but yet all kind of wrapped up in what this American designation of Hispanic is. Right?
That's the beauty of Hispanic. It doesn't matter where we come from. We have something in common. Spanish is not just who we are. What we speak is mm-hmm. who we are. And as I said to my students, Spanish, you have to be proud. Spanish is one beautiful culture. It doesn't matter. We have multiple ways of saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, but that's the beauty. There's nothing one better than another one.
So is this designation, asking obviously from my understanding, just trying my own learning, is this designation, this American designation of Hispanic, is it based primarily around language?
That's a good question. Yesterday when I received a message to talk to you, yeah. I sent a message to my friend like, what are you? What do you consider yourself? Hispanic, Latino, my God. And it's, to be honest, it depends of the person.
Uh-huh.
As a European, when I came here, Latino, Hispanic, every single time that you had to sign forms or check boxes, that's the struggle that I have. But
yeah.
For me, Hispanic is more language-based, that it's the country which mainly speak Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and Latino is more culture-based. It's culture-based, but also it's a personal opinion, personal mm-hmm. way of thinking about yourself. So for me, Hispanic, Latino, Latinx, everything is correct. As long as you ask the person, where are you from?
So great designation. So as long as you ask the person. So it's important for those of us who are learning that when we are having a conversation that we get to know or at least ask yeah. the person, what mm-hmm. is it, what language should I be using? What are you comfortable with? How do I make reference to your culture and your language?
Yeah, if you ask, as everything in this life, if you ask somebody politely and with normal, through your heart,
mm-hmm.
like coming from a right place, there is no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you say it. It's the tone. It's
mm-hmm.
if you ask somebody in a bad way, the other person is just going to be like, excuse you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you say it right, you say it with respect, there is no reason why the other person has to be offended.
Mm.
But so for that question, there is not a right or wrong question.
Mm-hmm.
A right or wrong, My Spanish side is coming up.
So it's interesting, what we would consider the, by definition, the Hispanic population in the MSD of Wayne Township is one of the fastest growing populations that we have. Almost 30%, actually probably just over 30% as we look at our most recent data, which actually is going to come out next Monday for official count day. And we'll be able to look at our student population and the disaggregation of that population as we continue to see change in the MSD of Wayne Township. But over the last decade or so, we've seen the Hispanic population as one of our fastest growing populations. And we learned a couple weeks ago that we have 24, 26, I don't recall, but over 20 different countries, regions that are represented by this singular term of Hispanic, this box that people check.
Because there is no other.
So from your own personal experience, prior to you coming here, and you came here on an exchange program through Indianapolis Public Schools, through IPS, and had the chance then to move over to Ben Davis High School. But mm-hmm. prior to you coming to America, mm-hmm. when you were in Spain, how would you have identified yourself?
Spanier?
Yeah.
Spanier. I'm from Spain. I'm from Europe.
And so you come here, uh-huh. and you even when you applied to Wayne and you had to fill out our form, you didn't have that as an option.
Nope. It was just Hispanic, Latino, or mm-hmm. white. I'm like, theoretically, I don't know if I say it right.
That's correct, yeah, no.
It would be European, but I'm also Spanish. I'm Hispanic, because I come from a country that speaks Spanish.
Mm.
But at the same time, as I said before, it just depends on the person
mm-hmm.
that you're talking to.
Wow.
So for me, and you talk to me and you speak to me, I'm from Spain.
Yeah.
I don't get offended if you call me anything else. There is no offense over there. You just have, it's a matter of learning.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you ask politely, I don't get offended at
mm-hmm.
all.
Before we started recording, we talked a little bit about word usage. And I mentioned that I have my neighbor's from Puerto Rico. But his daughter-in-law, who happens to teach for us at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center, her family's from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different words for different things. And so I know you probably experienced that with and you even shared a story early on in your teaching career where you mentioned a word that some students, we might say they would consider it to be a little bit racy, right? A little bit profane.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk about how we kind of navigate that space, especially within our own population where we have students who may be classified as quote unquote Hispanic, but have different language.
With them. That's how I do it. They're having conversations. Yeah. What you said before. I had to learn it the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I came from Europe. I came here. And this is what happened when you assume things.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I was doing. I was assuming that mm-hmm. that was the right word.
Wow.
And I came here I was like, oh, shoot. I messed up. But then that's when I started over here. I create the program and I create units where we all collaborate. As I mentioned before, due to that, I have one lesson that is lesson accents and dialogues where we create our classroom dictionary. Mm. I put my words, my country, and we try to match them so everybody knows and everybody respects each other. Which is, at the end of the day, is what we had to do. We had to learn from each other. We had to learn so we don't mess up.
Yeah. Golly, I could talk to you for hours, and I know our time's getting short. I wanted to ask, though, we've asked our last two guests how they celebrate or how their relatives, their family, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, and both talked about this Independence Day in their culture, which happens on the evening of September 15th, moving into September 16th. Last week we heard about the president of Mexico having a big festival and proclamations and those types of things. What about in Spain?
It's more like a day off.
Okay.
It's not sad. That's why I love all the other cultures. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I was watching yesterday.
There's no fireworks. There's no parades. No. There's none of that.
But I was watching on the TV, the Mexico. Oh, my God. Chills. Mm. I was like, oh, my God. I'm not Mexican, but I'm proud. I feel proud of it. And because of my students, they make me feel proud where they are from.
Yeah.
And I love it. And they come over here, and they were like, Ms. Jones, can we celebrate? Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Do you.
Bring your food in.
Do you.
Yeah. Let's.
Do you. Let's do it. Let's celebrate it. Let's be us.
Wow.
That's what I want them to be, themselves, pretty proud where they're from, and celebrate it. Even if they were born here, doesn't matter if you were born here. You're Latino. Mm. You're Hispanic. We are all everything.
Yeah.
All in ones.
Wow.
That's the most beautiful thing of our language.
So last question I have for you today, because of our time constraint, but somebody like me, I don't have Hispanic heritage. I'm trying to learn. I'm on my equity walk. I'm trying to be culturally responsive and culturally appropriate. Where do I go? Where does somebody like me go to learn more? I know the internet has all kinds of, obviously factual and not factual information, but where might somebody like I go or somebody like me go to learn more about how to have conversation and to engage with and to be appropriate, to not offend?
Talk.
Okay.
Talk to anybody that you can find.
Probably our students, right? Students are probably our best resource.
I always talk to them. What do you want? How do you need? How do you say this? How do you say this in your country? Do you celebrate this? Because that's the best way of learning.
Yeah.
Asking, surrounding yourself with people, going to places where Spanish is the first.
Mm.
As we said at the beginning, being respectful, that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. Respect, and you will see that everybody's going to be like, okay, my husband is from here. The first time that he went to Spain, even if he said, hi, hello, my parents, they were like, oh, my God, oh, my God. They were like, oh, my God, come here. I was like, I'm here, mama. I'm here. No, him. He's trying to learn. So it's just a matter of trying.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Wow. Ms. Jones, we want to thank you for taking time. This is your planning period. You gave up your planning period to come down here with us. We thank you so much. As evidenced by the bell that just rang, we are actually at Ben Davis High School, which probably means you've got to get to your next class. And so I do want to say a special thank you to you,
thank you for
joining us and for helping us to learn more and to grow. As we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month across the district, September 15th through October 15th. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Well, good luck to the Ben Davis Giants football team in tonight's homecoming game against Carmel Greyhounds. We'll also be celebrating our new partnership with Hendricks Regional Health with the presentation just before kickoff of tonight's game. And we want to wish all of our students a very successful and enjoyable homecoming dance and homecoming weekend. Monday marks the beginning of the second grading period, and parent-teacher conferences will be held next week. We want to thank all of our staff for preparing to meet with our parents and to share the progress of our students. Also, a crucial opportunity for two-way communications and to demonstrate our values of high expectations, growth, integrity, equity, and trust. On Wednesday, we celebrate our district-wide Appreciation Day for administrators, supervisors, and assistant supervisors. Also, a reminder, we have two free immunization clinics that are open to students in the entire community coming up just around the corner. Wednesday, October the 4th at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. and Thursday, October the 5th at Ben Davis 9th Grade Center from 4 to 6 p.m. And a reminder, we are just 1 week away from our two-week fall break. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.